Really, one of the best examples of complexity in new social insects is the foraging activity, and in particularly, I'd like to focus during this talk about nectar foraging in honeybee colonies. We know that foraging is a collective task without centralized control. That means that there is really no hierarchies during this activity. But if we focus it in the partitioning, in the nectar foraging implied the collecting of a liquid food, and this food had to be transferred to another members once arriving to the colony. And that means that this activity is a partitioning task that involves a direct transfer of food via month-to-month exchange of food via trophallaxis. That means that during nectar foraging, many social interactions are performed by using only local information and without referring to global pattern. And that is one of the principles of the complex adaptive systems called self-organization. When we speak about nectar distribution during nectar foraging, we can say after Newman that this network, that this conformant network, could be defined as technological networks in the sense that there is distribution of some commodities of reserves. But really, nectar distribution among colony members is more than technological networks. It's also implied the propagation of food-related information. And our idea during this talk is to connect nectar distribution and information propagation within the hive. We know that when we observe the behavior within the hive, probably the interaction could be the same, but we have to discriminate the transfer of food, of resource, and the reception of information that can modify the behavior of the receivers. In this sense, the intersection of inter-individual interactions and individual cognition could give social implications that it's not easy to see if we analyze at a local level. In this sense, I consider appropriate to cite this recent book edited by Sun, really come from the field of the sociology, and the title is Cognition and Multi-Agent Interaction, and focus the problem that this intersection between cognitive science and social science had not been sufficiently developed, and I think that the recent talk of John is an example to this approach. The idea is to link social interaction at the social levels with cognition within the lab. And one of the behavioral processes that could be used to analyze this topic is to work to analyze associative learning. Associative learning in insects, and particularly in honeybees, is well developed and studied, and we know the ability of the bees to associative learn the contingency between the neutral odors during collecting, for instance, odors and food, and even during the interaction with another individuals. And we have also the possibility that they study the learning behavior under very controlled lab conditions, such as, for instance, the olfactory classical or Pavlovian condition, in which during the conditionings, harnessed bees are exposed to a neutral stimulus that could be odor, and then immediately after the presentation of the reward, and after some trials, the bee learned the contingency between odor and sucrose, and after conditioning with the only presentation of the odor, the proboscis of the bee is protruded, and that means that this bee is formed a memory. Another important property for our study is the possibility that the bee could acquire information in one context and retrieve this information in another. for instance, during an interaction within the hive and when it's searching for a specific part of flower in the field, but also when we capture a particular bee within the hive and analyze its response and this, under this PER paradigm. As a first experiment, we wanted to analyze how this local information is formed through inter-individual interaction, and we focus it now in the nectar processor, these first order receivers that receive the largest amount of solution collected by the incoming foragers. And in this case, we trained a group of foragers, individualized them, and offered either scented or unscented solution. And then when this bee returned to the hive, performed a long trophallopsis with a hive mate. We assume that this hive mate is... We assume that this hive mate is a first order food processor, and during this long contact we have the possibility to paint with a color marker onto the thorax to this receiver. After 1 hour, we have a reasonable number of receivers that we could capture, anesthetize it, harness it in a metal tube, and testing with different odors in the PER setup. We present here two results of two colonies, and the response, the positive response to different odors. During the first day in two colonies, we can observe that the group of foragers collected and scented solution and the positive response to the different odor is really low. But during the second day, as in the colony 1 and in the colony 2, we presented scented solution collected by the foragers. And in the colony 1, the foragers collect phenylacetaldehyde scented solution, in the colony 2 non-anal scented solution, and we found that the most positive response found by these receivers corresponds to the solution odor exploded by the foragers. Even 1 week later, we offered a new odor diluted in the solution to the group of foragers and found again that responds mainly to the solution odor received. That means that during trophallaxis, the information could be transferred, specifically odor, floral odor information, and moreover, that first order receiver learn crop scent during trophallaxis with incoming forager. If we want to go a step ahead and analyze how this social information is formed, we focus it now on the recruits as receiver of floral information. We trained a group of foragers that collect scented or unscented solution, and we control it, the quantity of food offered at the food source. The solution offered was only 7 milliliters, and these bees collect this amount per day. Meanwhile, in the observation hive, we marked as many bees as possible, and later we capture those bees arrived at the feeding station that present the mark that we painted before. These recruits are made from the forager for the foragers, and we are captured, carried to the lab, anesthetized, and exposed it to two different odors. One odor corresponds to the solution odor collected by the foragers, and the other odor corresponds to an artificial odor presented at the hive entrance. Here we present result of two different colonies, the experimental and a control colony, and we can observe that along the experimental time, during 3 consecutive days, the positive response to the solution odor exploded by the foragers increased significantly, although this recruit couldn't access to the scented food at the feeder. During the second phase and after 24 hours without presentation of solution, we offered now unscented solution and capture again recruits, and we still found positive response particularly 2 days after the presentation of the scented odor, around 70% of the recruits present a positive response to the solution odor collected 2 days before. That imply that learn that recruits learn food odor exploded by forager mate inside the hive, and also that long-term memories could be formed within the hive. In order to analyze the information propagation within the hive, we are interested not only in the behavior of the recruits or the foragers, but also the hive bees. We have the possibility to obtain recently merged bees, and each day these merged bees were painted with a particular color and put into our experimental colony. A group of foragers collected scented solution around 12 milliliters per day, and we captured during 6 consecutive days different groups of individuals of these colonies. We capture recruits in the same way that in the experiment before. We capture foragers that collect in another artificial feeder that offered unscented solution, and we capture middle-aged bees and young bees. And we can observe that really there is no significant differences among the different groups used. And really the information propagation is fast inside the hive, and different agents and or task group are involved in this information propagation. And finally, we wanted to analyze how this social information is maintained within the colony. We repeat the experiment explained it before, but in this case we continue analyzing the proboscis extension response after the scented solution was interrupted. We trained again a group of scented foragers during 5 consecutive days with scented solution, and after these 5 days we continue capture 3 categories of bees: foragers that collect in a unscented solution in a red feeder, middle-aged bees inside the hive, and young bees inside the hive. And we can observe in both colonies that really the response, even 10 on or 11 days after the presentation of the scented solution, we still found positive response to the solution odor collected 10 days before, and mainly in the category of the foragers bees. If we observe the category of the youngest, we observe that their response is very little after 10 days, because obviously these bees merged after the handling of this scented solution. But we found also that this mainly in these middle-aged bees reduce the positive response at the 10 or 11 days after the presentation of the scented solution, and one possibility could be that some of these middle-aged bees become foragers in the moment that we capture at the 10 or 11 days. That implied that in hive memories could be retrieved even days after the acquisition, and the long-term memory formed in young hive bees could be useful when these bees become nectar processors and or new foragers. As conclusion, we can say that really within a new social insect society such as a honeybee, trophallactic networks are conformed. But we have to consider 2 points of view of this network. One point of view should be the structural compound, and the other the dynamic. The structural compound, we have to define the agent or node and the connectivity of our vertex. And in this case, we can say that the agent could be mainly the task group or individuals that compound this task group, and the connectivity should be the trophallactic itself. But if we consider this structural compound, we can say also that in some degree a small free network occurs. That means that if we analyze the rate of information transfer between different subcates within the colony, individuals such as first order receiver, these food processors, not only receive the food of the foragers, but also transfer the information to another subcase, such as nurse, such as even foragers, and some processors, food processor individual too. That means that nectar processor could behave as halves of this trophallactic network and show a high, because show a higher rate of information exchange than younger bees. However, this the other small properties of some networks, such as a small wear structure or 6 degree separation, could be considered in these trophallactic networks because the propagation is rapid within the hive. Not only the older but also the younger individual receive rapidly this floral odor information. And finally, the possibility that there is polyethins, that is the basis of the division of labor, and the conformation of long-term memories for each individual give the possibility that long-term social information about resource could be formed within a colony. And this is an unexpected result if we not consider these some cognition properties for the individual bees. Okay, I would like to remark the participation during this study of three members of our group, Christopher Grubser, Paula Diaz, and Maria Sol Balbuena, and this study was supported by the University of Buenos Aires, ANSIP, and CONICET. Thank you very much.
We have time for a few questions.
Yes.
It's amazing that they can remember for 10 days, and I wonder how that relates to the changing in the flowers. Do the flowers stay for 10 days, or if say the flowers change every day, but the bees remember for 10 days, then how?
That depends on the flower type. There is some flower that, for instance, in template climas, last month. Mm-hmm.